It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Awareness of the severity of concussions among youth athletes has continued to spread among parents and schools within the past few years. Meanwhile, the athletic staff at Kennett Schools in North Conway have seen a decline in concussions among their students. Neil Weaver is the athletic director for Kennett High School, and he joins us to talk about that school's efforts to reduce the number of concussions among his athletes. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you and your staff actually doing differently than you would have a few years ago? Tell me about this technology that you're using.
Yeah, so one of the newest forms of technology that we use is called an insight sensor, which is located within, and we're specifically talking about football at this point. Even though concussions are occurring in all sports, the spotlight right now tends to be on football the most. And so these insight sensors within the football helmet registers different types of contacts. And then that information is sent to a handheld sensor, reported to the coach or the athletic trainer who might be holding it. And then they plug that into a computer every day to analyze what information they're receiving. Then we can look at it. We can say, this student suffered this type of a head contact today. This student suffered multiple contacts throughout this week. And we can keep an eye on it and, you know, check those students out.
Now, people do tend to focus on football specifically regarding the topic of brain injuries, especially, you know, with all the reporting on the long-term effects of NFL players. Do you see more concussions with your football players than athletes that are involved in other sports?
Interestingly, I mean, you're going to see more head injuries with certain sports. And so whether it's football, ice hockey, lacrosse, soccer, wrestling, you see them across a range of sports. But I think what would be very interesting to people is the fact that it's not just in football. Like I said, you know, just in fall sports, you know, soccer is one that really jumps out as far as something where students, they're not even necessarily hitting other students. They could just be hitting the ground. It could be a little bit of a whiplash type of a symptom. It might not even be from the ball.
How far can you really go in prevention, you know, playing football or any sport, really? It's inherently dangerous, isn't it?
It is. There definitely is a risk of participation in all sports, and we go over that in our preseason meetings. I mention that. I review that with parents and students. I go over it with coaches to go over that with their teams. I mean, some sports are a little bit more dangerous than others. I was at the concussion symposium down at SNHU last Wednesday, and there was a former Patriots player there who was one of the speakers on the panel, and he said, you know, there are just some people who really gravitate towards the contact in some of these sports. That's why they play the sports. But the important thing for us, and kind of get back to your question, is that we need to be doing it as safe as possible. Our student safety is our number one concern. And so what we do is we do have, you know, impact baseline testing for each student before they can participate. We have coaches who go through an impact online course before they're able to start coaching. We have the insight sensors in our football helmets. We have improved or at least different forms of tackling with our football players now. So there's multiple different things that we're doing to try to make it as safe as possible.
I'm interested about the culture among the parents of players as well. What do you say to parents who are, you know, anxious about their child getting involved in school sports because of the possibility of concussion?
You know, that is a big question that comes up. You know, should my student play a sport? And we just say, you know, there's an inherent risk in a lot of things that you do. You know, getting into a car, you have a risk. We think that there are a lot of positives that come from playing athletics, you know, and the number of concussions that students suffer is such a small percent of the overall number of students who participate, the overall number of practices, the overall number of games, that as long as we do it as safe as possible, that's just a choice that they have to make. And, you know, as their student gets older, they have to sit down and make that decision as a family and analyze, you know, is this something that we want our child to be doing?
I imagine that this costs money. How do you finance that? I mean, especially with talking about technology and bringing in training, I mean, this takes resources.
It does. And luckily, you know, at Kennett High School, we do have some resources, some money available to pay for these things because, you know, like you said, the impact tests cost money, the insight sensors cost money, maybe some trainings or some clinics that coaches go to cost money. But I think what you'll find in any community, and ours included, is that once you say this is going to help keep our students safe, or at least as safe as possible, people jump right on board with it and want to support it.
Not a hard sell.
Not a hard sell at all.
Neil Weaver is the athletic director for Kennett High School, and he joined us to talk about that school's efforts to reduce the number of concussions in student athletes. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.